When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, this week we continue with part 3 of Into the Wizard's Tower. And I gotta tell you, as I listen back on this and do the edit for it, I had such a good time improvising with everyone in this cast. It was such a good time. It feels really great to be able to get into a groove and just let jokes and riffs happen. And I am very excited for you to see what ridiculous direction this episode goes in. So now we're going to do just that. Here's part 3 of Into the Wizard's Tower. Okay, so I have a narrative and mechanical conceit for all this. We'll get to how we breathe underwater for ourselves in a moment. But I feel like even with the reinforcement, the gym bag is going to get very, very hot to hold on to. So we're going to have to pass the gym bag around.
Gym bag back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a real video
game.
Yeah,
there's going to be a meter, right? There's a heat meter. Because if we drop it, then it's just going to sink straight down to the bottom, and Flambeau will be lost on this escort quest.
My gym bag!
Can't do that.
All right, so, Doc, we're going to need what detail you're going to use for this.
I think this is toys. I think that this is building an apparatus, and this feels like toys. I don't think necessarily any of my abilities fit here, unless we want to use the gym bag.
I forgot. Upgrades doesn't require a roll.
It's an automatic.
Yeah, you just do it. So you've upgraded it. So cool.
But we do have to pass it. We do have to pass it back.
Yes, we do have to pass it back and forth. So we're standing in front of this hatch. How are we gonna breathe underwater?
How far do we have to go, Flambeau, Mo, little guy?
I'd say it's a good 3K.
3K.
That's so far.
That's a long way.
Yeah, I'd hate to have to go on my own.
Wait, is there air stops in between, like somewhere to go? To
it is a video game. Oh God,
there are strategic stop points.
Look, folks, there's a solution, but I can't give it to you. I'd lose my job.
Okay,
listen, I can use my strong guy magic to hold my breath for a little bit longer. I call it muscle magic. But I don't know if I can do 3Ks, dude.
I think I hear Doc hears that and kind of like perks up. Well, if you could use your muscle magic to draw us out, I believe I could use a little bit of jolly festive ingenuity to give us a little.
You just brushed your nose.
A little bit of jolly festive ingenuity.
You mean cocaine?
You got coke, dude?
Are you holding?
I mean, yes, but not for now. That was more of a signal of, like, you know, jolly magic. We can do the coke later at the pit bull.
And now I got my hopes up for coke, but I guess I'll wait until the pit bull show.
Do you not want to do the coke before the pit bull show? Because we could do it now.
Of course I want to do the coke.
Yeah, coke before the pit bull show. Amazing.
I'm not going to listen to Miami, not high on coke.
Well, then why are you talking about using it now? That's on you. That's a you problem. You're getting impatient.
Oh, so it's just the one coke. We don't get more coke later.
I've got enough coke for us to use it once.
Okay.
I have a bottle full of stimulants, and that has been well documented. So dude, I wonder if we could take one each and go a little faster.
You got some perks?
It's more like Adderall?
Oh, shit. Dude. All right. Yeah, let's drop some Addies.
This took a turn.
I know.
It absolutely did.
I think
this.
If I use my muscle magic.
That wizard curse really hit us a lot harder than
listen,
we thought.
When you're very basic.
When you're that boring, you have to do a lot to have a good time.
Yeah. Well, this is more of a, for me, it's performance enhancing, and it helps me get through the, what I call jigglies. but if it'll help us in this situation, I'd be happy to donate.
So here's my plan, is if I can whip up a little bit of a magic spell to allow us to really seamlessly glide through the water. The snakes is another thing, but it's going to involve kind of a musical montage, some synchronized swimming, mm-hmm. some back and forth playful swimming antics. Between that, the muscle magic, and the joy, which is stimulants and performance-enhancing drugs, that feels like a pretty solid basis of a plan.
I think it's a very good start, for sure. We have so the thing is, we have 5 boxes of difficulty to overcome with this. Does it seem reasonable to everyone that finding a way to move Flambeau across this, like, is box 1? Like, if we...
That feels okay. Reasonable.
Yeah,
if we
agree.
Hadn't done that, then we would be absolutely hosed. I think that mm-hmm. rolls for the muscle magic and the tinkering magic, right, are appropriate narratively. That leaves us with 2 more boxes, meaning there are 2 more actions that need to be undertaken narratively to get us there. The stimulants will add bonus dice to the rolls,
right?
So that's how that's impacting things. But neither, at this point in time, neither the genie nor Spender are contributing in a meaningful way. So, like, everyone's Ouch. Doing this stuff, and I'm just standing there next to...
You sound just like my fucking wife.
What is it with you?
Wait, do what? You miss her, or do you hate...
What happened, man? Like...
I don't want to open up to you.
Oh, hey, I mean, fine. I'm looking and Doc is over there tinkering away, and fucking Brett is doing squats or something, and like they're...
Yeah.
Listen here.
They're helping us get across this, and we're doing fuck all right now, so I thought I would extend an olive branch or something.
Our relationship is purely professional. We are going to pull this one job and then have one bump of coke and then go to a Pitbull concert, after which we go our separate ways forever.
Yeah, heard.
And I will never regret a single cruel thing I have ever said to you, because I will never see you again.
All right. Fine, fair. And Spender, like, sort of slumps against the side of the glass dome and just kind of goes, man, I wish these snakes could talk.
Oh, it sounds like we've got ourselves a little delicious side wish. Most genies are mage-nogamous, but I am not opposed to answering a couple different wishes outside of my primary master-genie relationship. And you just said the magic word, pal.
That's right, you little wish slut. I hear you over there. It's all consensual for me, baby.
I... feel That's empowered right. and degraded all at the same time. It's kind of cool.
Normally, there's a whole thing that we got to walk through to make sure that we've got everything in place, but we don't have time for yucks and yums right now, because what we need is a bunch of talking snakes.
Sounds like we find what your die roll's going to be.
Yeah. And I am torn between has to monkey paw mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. And infinite cosmic power but cannot use it for himself, because they both mm-hmm. apply. I feel like has to monkey paw you. That's my offensive magic. Mm. And this is for the party. So I think this is infinite cosmic Sweet. Power.
Group, what do we think the difficulty is to make it possible for all the snakes to talk?
I think probably, like, I'm going to say, I don't think higher than six. I think this Mm-mm. is like, I think the scale of it probably puts it at a six for me, right? Like, the number okay. of snakes is a lot, but, like, I think that this otherwise would fall pretty squarely into the realm of, like, of Beta Zam's magic in particular.
Like, if it was one snake, you wouldn't even have to roll for it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it being at a six because I'll bet the wizard, you know, who is clearly paranoid and has set up all of these, you know, nightmarish traps and machinations to prevent people from, you know, stealing from him, like, didn't just put snakes here, put shy snakes in here. These snakes do not like to talk.
They're bashful.
Yeah, truly bashful, so I feel like it should be at a six.
Yeah, snakes, makes sense.
Snakes write a lot of blogs about, like, you know, just introverted snake things.
Yes.
they like a lot of memes about, like, going to a party and hanging out with a dog.
Yes, being so awkward. Yeah.
They're having a sad boy summer.
I'm entering my snake era.
What a thing for a snake to say. I'm entering my snake
era. The wizard
era.
Is so boring that, like, that's all they've got, really.
That's as sassy as it gets.
Don't you hate small talk?
Yeah, there we go. Okay,
that's it.
Okay. I got three successes.
Okay. So...
Okay.
Your options are to spend a control point and re-roll the misses to try and get those other three.
Uh-huh.
You can take a pure failure and just decide what happens narratively from there. Or you can succeed at a cost and take the three glitch dice that you would need to get to that success.
All right. And the glitch dice would allow me to... create one of these problems, these unforeseen problems.
So the we wouldn't find out what happens with the glitch dice until your next action, right? It's the potential for chaos to come.
Okay.
So, like, something definitely goes sideways with it. And yes, because that's the cost, right? You would have to figure out some reason, some narrative cost for why you were able to succeed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I say it appears to have gone off without a hitch. I will be accepting the glitch dice here. Yeah. These snakes talk, and yes, they're just very introverted snakes, and they don't like to make eye contact, and they're here for conversing.
I don't want to make my conversational role the last role of the round again. So I think while the muscle magic is working, which we need to mark another thing because that was a success, even though it comes at a cost. I'm still leaning against the glass and I can hear the snakes now. And hey, snakes, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, are you talking to us?
Yeah, I am. If that's okay, I don't want to.
Oh my god, I can't believe he's talking to us.
Why is he talking to us?
This sucks.
We're minding our own business.
He just walked up and started talking to us.
Why are we talking to each other?
Sociopath.
I know.
That's
well,
so
at least
weird.
We're all snakes.
At least we're all snakes, but I don't like to talk to each other. Even I don't want to talk to a stranger.
Oh, I'm.
No, you're right.
Sorry, I'm really sorry to intrude. I just we want to get over to the door over there, and I was just wondering if you all might move out of the way a little bit so we can get to, like, the air pockets and breathe. We don't breathe underwater so well.
Could this conversation be a text?
Yeah.
Wait, you all have phones?
I have to talk to my therapist about this.
Also, are you talking about the door 3 kilometers from here?
That's
because I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
I've never been to the door.
Oh.
So.
I mean, well, we're going to go over there. Do you want to, I mean, do you maybe want to come with? Like, you know.
Don't go.
No pressure. I mean, we're going over there.
Pressure.
So I got a lot of things to do later.
I'm so busy. I'm so scared.
Okay. And like, I think Spender can feel this, like, kind of slipping away from them at this point in time, slithering away.
I feel like you might have done it in saying we're going to be over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
The snakes want to avoid
we're
going to
go away. Yeah.
So they're not going
to
be there.
So yeah. What then do you think the difficulty is to convince the snakes to just let us by so we will not be in their space anymore?
I'd probably say just like a 3.
I agree with
yeah.
a 3.
Yeah, a 3.
Exactly where
okay.
I went.
Yep.
I think that Silver Tongue Empty Coin Purse probably qualifies
that feels right.
for this.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to worry about the Necklace of Charming because I don't know if it applies to snakes. Being charming is not the vibe right now. Actually, that being the case, I'm not sure I can.
That might work against
I'm
you.
I'm not sure I can turn those effects off, so I'm going to take a die out of the pool.
That feels good.
So 9 dice for 3 hits. Go. I only got 2 successes on that. So I'm going to take the glitch die for my next action, and I think the cost is that as we leave, I send the snakes into a little bit of a panic. And I am pretty sure it's a small thing for me. I don't think I'm going to be able to grab something to stop myself from getting more boring when we get to the other side.
Damn.
So because I'll leave first thinking that like I've established a rapport and they're going to swirl so quickly that like I get disoriented. And I just have to like grab on to Brett and get pulled the rest of the way. So I'm not able to secure anything because I think whatever items there are, we have to kind of pick up along the way. This time because it is it's very video game, which is kind of what this bit is. So that's another success. Is it muscle magic or tinkering that's gonna go next? I get to choose. That's right. I wanna see tinkering. I think muscle magic capping us off here is a
I'm gonna grab 7 dice because I think what this looks like is I pull out of my inside of my suit pocket a little like metronome, and I flick it and we get the tick 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 tick, and I'm kind of like waving it like a conductor, and I finally go to the hatch, I look to Flambeau's bag, I open the hatch, we're flooded with water. But we all hear the ticking, and it's a little bit of magic that turns kind of into like synchronized dance music that, you know, I was going to do the Always Sunny theme, which I guess is technically public domain. Just imagine the Always Sunny theme in your head. Like, we get shots of us doing synchronized swimming through this.
Yeah, this is some Busby Berkeley shit.
Yes.
That's very cute.
So I'm going to roll 7 dice. I don't think any of my abilities fit here.
What do we think the difficulty is?
I think this is a relatively difficult thing, right? And Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. This is being enhanced for
this
you,
is being
right?
enhanced. Yes, I've got the I've been handed Flambeau's bag because I'm kind of like guiding, using this to kind of guide us and allow us to kind of navigate the water and the snakes. So this does feel fairly difficult.
And you also have the stimulants, so you've got a bonus die from that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like an 8.
All right,
you know, this is tough.
This is an elaborate, this is a pretty elaborate ritual.
Yeah. All right. How many dice for 8 hits?
10 dice. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 11 dice.
11, there we go.
Yeah.
All right.
That is 3 successes. I am not going to take 5 glitch dice. I am going to use a control point And I think that it is, I think that we get drifted apart, I think is what, like, initially happens. We kind of see ourselves drift away from one another. And I think that what I'm going, and so I think, I am going to reach into my pocket, dabble a little bit of fairy dust, which is very literal and not cocaine, into the water, and have, like, we kind of see clouds of fairy dust kind of like lift us and carry us around. And so, like, and I think that, like, I kind of dabble a little, I smear a little bit of this, like, fairy dust underwater paste onto my metronome. So it's kind of swirling us. So I'm kind of invoking toys by enchanting my metronome to make it a little bit more magical.
Nice.
That is one more. That is one more success.
So perfect. This is exactly the moment.
So was it a six? Because on a control
six.
Point
one
spend
them,
dice
it
explode.
It was a six.
What does that mean?
So if you roll the max on the die, so he rolled a six, so he gets to roll that one die again and hope for another six.
Oh,
it can keep popping off cool. If he keeps hitting sixes.
Nope, that's a one. I'm going to take four glitch dice.
Perfect. I would love to use my power just to hoover up those glitch dice.
Hoover up those dice.
And have all of the terrible things in the world happen to my character and my character alone. This is my entropic absorption. Mm-hmm. Use your magic to remove an ally's glitch dice and take them for my next roll. So I have the four glitch dice from that roll and the three from earlier.
Dang.
Yeah. I love it.
And on your next roll, fours, fives, and sixes all hit.
Yeah, baby.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Let's see some muscle magic.
Yeah, so the way has been clear. I see the finish line. Brett's going to grab that bag and just be like, it's got to be me. I got to make it. And just you see Brett focus and his muscles just like psh, psh, Dragon Ball Z style just like explode and get bigger. And he just like psh, takes off like a torpedo down the water.
Spender just like grabbing onto amazing. Your belt.
like a little Brett train. Everyone
dab a touch of fairy dust onto Flambeau's bag, and it like floats over to you, and you just snatch it.
And we just fucking go like swimmy Michael Phelps style.
That seems not nearly as difficult, maybe, as everything else we've tried so far. Like,
it's just swimming.
Yeah.
Just swimming. It's just an incredibly strong person swimming.
I'm feeling a four. How's that hit for everybody else?
Four feels good. Four feels good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll break through. Once per scene, I can overcome a difficulty four obstacle without.
Oh, moving. Yeah.
Brett's just
Let's
strong.
Let's go. So then, Jules, I'll ask you, what's the boring-ass item that everyone cops a hold of while we're swimming around? Everyone except for Spender, that is.
Let's see. We're becoming more wizards. We picked up robes before.
Yeah.
I think be like right at the door there's like a little receptacle that has like a bunch of like glasses inside of it and we have to like put on, but there's only enough for like the first couple of us that get through. We have to put on these like little like glasses.
They're like Oakleys. Mm-hmm.
Because wizards wear glasses. Is that a thing? I don't know.
This wizard does.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
This is like toxic masculinity influencer wizard does. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think when this is done.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm gonna start streaming Call of Duty. Hello, heroes, and welcome to the Midroll. Heroes, this week I am going to encourage you once again to check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/oneshotpodcast is where you can go to get all kinds of bonus content, an entire new series that James and Allie and Drew from Campaign Courier's Call, if you're not familiar, or Skyjack's Courier's Call, if you're not familiar with that. They're running that over there for patrons only. There is bonus content. You can hear the character creation for this very series, and all of that only costs you $5 a month. The One Shot Patreon is the primary way in which this network is supported. It's what helps all of us do all of this. And your support really, really, really means a lot. So head on over there and check out the Patreon. And if you're able to, sign up and support the shows that we make here. Thanks, heroes. And with all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I have some really challenging ideas for the marketplace of thought. Yeah, wow. I think people really need to hear
and what
I have to say.
Like streaming Call of Duty.
Yeah,
yeah,
that sounds great.
That sucks, dude.
Really, really creative.
Yeah, I think so too. I really think I can bring something new to the game. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, they thought I was being serious. That's.
You know,
upsetting.
Oh shit, Flambo! We gotta let him out of the bag.
Oh, I'm dying here.
Flambo, you okay, dude?
Oh, thank God, there's some oxygen.
You're home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was my life-saving gadget not comfortable enough for you?
Well, I'm noticing this is a real touchy group. Which means I hate to disappoint you with this, but that's my family up there.
And you can see there's like a brazier embedded in this like massive door.
Do you want to go in?
Well... Being with them means no longer being an individual.
Damn, Flambo, that's some harsh shit.
That would be the death of the ego.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes it's good to not have a big ego, I've been told.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm contemplating the horror of losing myself and the oneness of the collective, and that's the kind of platitude that you're sending my way?
Well, because, like, I'm really hot and attractive, and I got this, like, really ripped bod, but if I walked around acting like it, people wouldn't like me, so maybe you should turn into fire.
Oh, is this something that's going to require a role in anyone else's opinion?
Role?
I'm just curious.
I mean, so, like, well, I'm noticing there's some unrolled roles here, so there does have to be more of an obstacle.
We marked off those last. The last two were the. I just had marked
those were the last.
Yeah. So the muscle magic was the last one to get us across, which is why the curse hit me and I became.
Right.
A streamer.
Good
a
Lord.
Streamer influencer.
Well, never mind. I guess awareness of the self is its own kind of hell. So, goodbye.
Oh, bye, Flambo. I'm glad you figured that out, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody, we did a great thing with Lambo today. I just wanted to know. That seemed like it was going to be a real challenging thing that was going to put our skills and expertise to the test.
Yeah, then you just remember that really he was fired. It's fine.
I'm really glad that we quickly wrapped that up without requiring any further investigation.
It's good that I said the things that I said. Yeah
absolutely.
You did great. You did great. Brett, you did great.
Thank you, Brett.
Oh,
the door
dude.
In front of us gets kicked open.
Ugh.
Well. If it isn't the intruders.
Oh no. Shit, it's
teenagers the WizKids. With attitude.
A kid goes skateboarding by and does a kickflip. A little guitar riff plays.
Hey guys, it's me, Brett. Remember? I wasn't a swole when I worked here, but I used to go to school here.
Oh, you used to go to school here. That means you dropped out, loser.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, dropout. Welcome back, not.
But I had to drop out because I kept breaking stuff.
Next thing you'll say is that not only did you drop out because you kept breaking stuff like a total doofus, but you got caught up in a predatory loan scheme.
But I did. I have so many student loans. You guys have to get out of here. You don't understand. You're accruing interest right now.
OMG, this noob can't handle his finances.
The only thing we're interested in is kicking your ass.
And extreme sports.
And also Fortnite.
Oh, man.
I like Roblox.
I used to be so cool. I forgot.
And Jazz likes Roblox.
And we tolerate that.
Thanks.
Even though it's five things we have to overcome, there are four WizKids. James, take box one. Aaron, take box two. Jeff, take box three. And I'll take box four. Name these kids real quick. Pop off three details for them each real quick so we know who we are working with here.
Wait, what's going on? Watching you all fill this out is hilarious.
This is great. This is great.
Come on. We don't stand a fucking chance.
No,
we're done.
Yeah, we're toast. All right. So the person who spoke first and kicked open the door is Link Chains with a Z.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Verb for Link is the leader? ? Detail one, too cool for school. Detail two, wizards rule, everyone else drools. Detail three, 360 no scope. Who else do we have?
Oh, I think I talked next. My name's Jazz. I like Roblox. Detail one, hates dorks. Detail two, loves snake skiing. Detail three, literally will kick your ass.
Oh my God.
I'm WizKid number three. Name Slice, Orange. Don't wear it out. That's the first detail. Do not wear out my name. I talk tough, and I'm tougher. And detail three, I can summon the Orange Extremazord.
Coming in the back, doing some karate, starts out doing some karate. Oh, God. Yep, that's the back. That's the lumbar. Hey, I'm Mike Patowski. I mean, I'm 420-69.
Nice.
I'm not 35. I want it noted. I'm not 35, but I'm just here with the youth. We're part of the youth movement. You may have seen a photo that looked like me up at Patowski and Sons Insurance. I was noted insurance salesman of the month a person that looked like me was noted insurance salesman of the month 4 months in a row.
That's right.
Yeah, Mike.
Tell him 42069, who's definitely not an undercover insurance investigator looking into various fraud and crimes that we may or may not have allegedly committed.
Wizards rule.
That's
Wizards
right.
As cool extreme teens.
That's right. Teens rule.
Yeah.
Teens rule, and all those collectibles were legitimately destroyed.
For the conflict, works the same way as everything else. But if we get around to them acting, since there are five of us, there's potential that we will hit all five successes before they have a chance to go. But if they have a chance to act, we literally just assign, we say what they do, we use their details for reference, and whatever the difficulty it would be to overcome their action, they just give glitch dice. That's what threats do in this game, is they just give you glitch dice, and on your next action you have to account for those on your roll. So Jules, it seems like Brett's pretty much a focal point of this. Do you want to kick us off here?
Yeah, Brett's like intimidated. It's like looking into a mirror of who Brett used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know, dudes. Maybe we should turn around. Maybe we bit off more than we can chew.
Maybe you should. Nobody wants this to get into a fight, you know? Because that's, look, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into a physical conflict. You got to prove self-defense. You got to prove culpability. You don't want that.
420, 69.
I mean, I assume.
What? What?
What are you talking about? Like, I literally will kick his ass whether he runs away or comes
in. Yeah, Jazz is going to kick his ass.
Yeah.
42069 is just doing some classic trash talk, friends. That's all that's happening. That's normal trash talk.
He's so good at freaking trash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. His trash talk is the level's so high. I'm over my head.
All right.
He's just speaking the language that this old man.
Oh yeah. Come on, old dude.
I'm not old.
You look old.
Do you need a cane, well, old man?
No, look.
What are you in your physical fucking prime?
I'm strong and
nowhere
tough.
Nowhere to go but down. Nowhere to go to but down from your physical prime.
Seriously, what's the routine you're putting in here? Because, like, I got to tell you, I got a Stairmaster, and it is, I feel like, you know, I'm using it, like, every third day, and I feel like, you know, to commit to stepping on it, it takes effort.
Did you say commit to tit?
He's talking about tits. That's nice.
Nice. All right,
which one of you is the leader?
Sick.
We all kind of look at each other.
We're an anarchic collective.
That's right.
But also, Link Chains.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Link Chains.
Link Chains. It's definitely not me, because I'm just one of the gang. But
yeah, no, numbers, you seem okay. Listen, Link Chains, I used to be just like you.
Oh, you used to be awesome? I bet.
Yeah, but wait, no, I'm still awesome, but now I'm crushed by debt and regret. I'm going to give you one chance to walk out of this.
I'm going to give you one chance to kiss my ass, ha.
Oh.
Kiss this. I'm going to... I can't punch these children. I don't know why I made these children.
It's
cartoonish.
This.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to give Link Chains an atomic wedgie.
These are not children. These are rude teens.
Yeah, rude teens. I'm going to attempt to give Link Chains an atomic wedgie to prove that he is a nerd and I am cool.
Hey. All right, you go.
I don't know if that's a skill. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know if your abilities cover atomic wedgies.
They probably don't. They well, let's see. Well, what kind of challenge would that be?
What's the difficulty to give Link Chains an atomic wedgie?
I mean, it feels like a 5 in this. Yeah.
5 feels about right. Because
probably be a 5.
Yeah, you are much bigger and stronger, but also you're intimidated because he's a cool teen.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I'll go. So I don't have an ability, but I think I'll do Bull in China Shop. Mm-hmm. I'm like being.
That feels right.
I'm being bullied, so I am just going to attempt to bully. Mm-hmm. And that is the only thing that I can do. If that fails, I'm fucked. So I'll roll 10 and I have to get 5. Yeah. This is not going to work out very well.
We'll see.
Okay. That's 4 sixes. It's close.
That's very close. Do you want to take the single glitch die, or do you want to spend a control point to re-roll those misses?
I re-roll all the misses, or just one of them?
All of them.
I haven't done a control point.
Okay.
We have 3.
So what detail are you going to highlight to narratively say why you're able to put in this extra effort?
that's a good question. I'm going to like sort of be like, yeah, would an old nerd be able to do this? And like after the atomic wedgie, I'm going to do like a backflip also.
All right.
Which is like sort of an extreme sport.
Yeah. Cool. So
I was going to say you got to lift the underwear with your legs.
Oh, I lift the underwear with my legs. Yeah.
You're going to put out your back.
I never skip leg day.
Cool. Then go ahead and roll the six misses that you had, and any sixes you get to re-roll those.
Okay. Oh, wow. I got two sixes and a five.
Okay. So that's three more successes on top of the four you already had. So that's seven, and then re-roll the two sixes again. Okay. Because if you happen to double it up, then you get two successes. You get two boxes out of this.
That's no success.
Okay. Still, seven successes. Nothing to sneeze at when your difficulty was five. So say how this goes, please, and how it kind of takes Link Chains out of the conflict.
Yeah. Link Chains identified himself as the leader, so I'm trying to break up their ranks a little bit, make them question whether or not they're ready for this fight. So I go in full like underwear hook around the chin with my legs. Just it happens so fast, like that you can't even parse physically how I was able to do that. The geometry doesn't make sense.
4:26:09 Tap Jazz on the shoulder. You see that? You lifted with the legs. That's gonna. You gotta be kind to your back at this. You know. You gotta be kind to your back. It's gonna. You're gonna regret it later.
It's good old fashioned bullying. It's respectable. That. That's how it goes.
I'm a youthful creature made of cartilage and collagen. I'll never need to be careful with my back.
Ow, my back.
So dumb.
Cool. So Brett, who is going to go next of the good guys?
Really difficult to define.
Yeah. Just sort of open fire. I think Flannan.
Flannel.
I think Flannel will maybe cool this out a little bit. So
Flannan might be that character's like full name.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's that Flannel is the nickname, despite being the same number of letters. Just yeah. One letter.
Flannan Flannel, Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah, I finger guns Flannel, and I'm like, great. Take it away, Flannan.
I didn't say you could say my real name, but that's okay. Hi, kids. So I am so intimidated by these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna use machines are easier than people.
Uh-huh.
Detail, and I'm going to pull out my prized TI-82 and say, like, I have something to show you kids that I think is pretty cool, that you might enjoy. It's a game called Drug Wars that I found on this little machine.
Oh, it is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. So I just would say that, you know, if you let us pass peacefully, you know, after what just happened, you can have it, and you can decide amongst yourself who gets to play Drug Wars, but you can share it or do whatever you want. You can also do lots of different graphing features that could be useful to you later in your life or not.
I'll bet Drug Wars isn't even kind of a finance and business management sim.
I mean, would you like it if it was? I would. I'm interested in getting into finance. And I'm interested in...
Oh, that's right. We're kind of boring as well. Yeah. That's interesting. It's interesting.
Now I want to hear more about... I mean, personally, I want to hear more about these graphic features because I got some end-of-the-year numbers. I got a crunch, but I mean, I'm a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can sign, it can co-sign, it can do all sorts of crazy crap.
I honestly thought that you were going to... type 500 or 5-8
5-5
and turn it upside down and show them boobs.
Oh, I was really close to doing it, and I was also very close to showing them boobless, which is an advanced feature, and calling them boobless, but I decided to go this route.
Appreciated.
So. Yeah, totally.
So are you actually going to give them the calculator?
Oh, my goodness. I'm willing to, to get us through here. I'm willing to.
I would say... And everyone else can see how they feel about this. I would say that's worth a couple bonus dice. So like three total, right? One for the calculator and then two for losing the piece of gear.
That's okay. Right.
And what's the difficulty?
Yeah.
What is the difficulty?
To get a bunch of extreme sports teens interested in a calculator.
Those calculator games used to be fun.
Drug wars?
No.
I used to love those calculator games.
I mean, it's got drug in the name.
Yeah.
Like, and I was a cool teen.
I'm gonna say four. I think four is the number I'm gonna throw out.
Yeah, I like four.
So sounds like 10 dice to throw to four.
Is it this is my fair, so I have 8, I think. Five,
oh yeah.
3, right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, I did it. I got 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
You hit it. Nice. You hit it spot on. How does Jazz react when handed the calculator?
Oh, Jazz is like, "Oh, sick. They weren't lying at all. You guys come here and look at this. I have $2,000 and 100 empty slots in my pocket right now, and I'm going to rule this city."
Amazing.
Yeah.
Who's going to go next? Aaron, it's your call.
I believe Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just like, who's going to go next?
Who is?
I'm so curious. I think I'll choose Tracy.
Okay. So we have a whole bunch of... I think faced with boring extreme sports teens and feel free to push back on this if this seems like it's a little bit too much. Oh, no, that's what I'll do. What kind of stuff is 42069 holding right now? Like what sort of gear does he have on him?
What is like a sensible thing for a 35-year-old to bring to this fight?
Is it like an attaché case or something? Is it just like a briefcase?
it's a car. It's a what's the car lock that like is like the rod?
Oh, the club.
Yeah, the club.
He's got the club. The car,
oh my god!
And you lock on the wheel.
All right. So what I was thinking of doing was like since I had just been talking about Call of Duty, and when you're in close quarters in a game like that, you pull a knife. But I wasn't going to stab a kid. Right. That's not what this is. So I was going.
But a 35-year-old.
A 35-year-old, you can
actually
stab.
That's a very good point.
I was
thinking about like just making a show and destroying something that someone was holding. And I thought that maybe the 35-year-old might have something. I'm just going to stab 42069 with a knife. I'm just going.
Makes me feel less bad about the wedgie. So go for it.
I don't think I'm going to murder anybody, but I'm just going to slice at him with the knife.
We'll see.
So, my fair detail is a knife in the ribs is an effective argument. I have a spare knife, so that is 6 dice. I also have a glitch die to roll along with that. What is the difficulty to stab a 35-year-old man?
Who has been established to have a bad back.
3? Yeah. 2?
He does have a blunt instrument, though, so I would maybe upgrade
that. He has also taken 3 boxing classes at the Y.
Oh.
Well,
that's a 5. At the Y?
So a 3 then, does that seem...
A three.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, they were youth boxing classes.
Okay, so I...
Yeah, but he won.
I hit 4 successes, and my glitch die hit. Ooh. Glitch dice also explode, so nothing more on that. So 1 glitch die means that it is a minor complication for me. I think I lose the knife. I think
definitely it gets buried in it. It's buried in his ribs.
I thought he was gonna knock it away with the club.
I like
the idea that he was just way easier to stab than you like thought.
You went through like paper.
It just like went in with no effort whatsoever.
Just like stabbing a plastic bag.
Just like
stabbing. It's just in between his ribs now.
I'm so sorry. You might need to have someone look at that, I guess.
Dude, you fucking killed that guy. Oh my god. Look at all the blood.
I killed a guy. Oh my god.
Can I record?
I can't believe it. They killed the youngest of us.
Oh no.
Can I request to go next, cuz I have an action that's really really dumb.
Absolutely. Because I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with the genie and all these fucking glitch dice.
There's more of us than there are of the teens, and so the action that I want to take
two
is
now.
To sit down. Is to sit down, because there's four teens and there's five of us. So I want to add a success here. I want to try to add a success here by sitting down next to the bleeding out 42069, and I sit down next to him and I'm like, you know. When my toy store burned down under mysterious wizard-related circumstances, the claims adjuster that helped us file for damages was really just the nicest, most thorough, you know, he personalized the experience, which I feel like is an underrated quality, and I want to just share a nice moment that this insurance adjuster.
Yes. Yes.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel... This man's self-esteem is in the absolute tank, and he's also dying. I think it's like a two, man.
And then he got stabbed.
Yeah.
He was 35.
Rotting
it was over.
Yeah, absolutely. Just.
Yeah, that's the one rule about this fantasy world: is life expectancy is not very high.
I am rolling seven dice here as I am trying to fill the world with joy. That is five successes. That counts as two notches.
That's what ends it. That takes wow. the rest of the successes for this conflict. So those glitch dice are still hanging on there, Genieman.
Everybody's just too startled by the fact that a guy died.
Oh wow! This took a turn, dude.
Oh.
Hey, you kids, all right?
I'm really fucking sad.
No, I'm not good.
Like one of my good friends, died.
He's cool. He drove us everywhere.
Hey, listen, that got out of hand. We're so sorry.
This is what you sound like. Ooh, we're so sorry. We killed your friend. Ooh.
Okay, don't re-escalate though. All right. We got to
know. Yeah. You're right.
Why don't you kids get out of here?
It's not what 42069 would want.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He hated when I did that voice making fun of people.
Do you kids know where the wizard keeps like the loan documents?
The top of the tower next to the very fun snow globe.
God damn it. Okay, cool. Yeah, obviously I knew that. I was testing
your
kids. I don't
And by the way,
I don't need
now that you've defeated us. Get ready for the real challenge. And the castle flips upside down.
Whoa!
Whoa.
What the fuck?
That doesn't seem like what's supposed to happen.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists. Focuser by Neon Beach. And Fearless by Anthony Catacoli. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy. That's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry, we will be back with the finale of Into the Wizard's Tower next week. As usual, we end One Shot with a call to action, and this week, heroes, I'm going to encourage you once again to call your elected representatives. Local, state, national, call them.
Let your voice be heard. Let them know what your concerns are. It still remains the easiest way to actually affect change and move the needle, even when you think it might be really difficult to do that kind of stuff. So head over to 5calls.org, look up a list of issues, take some time, make some calls. It does make a difference. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter, at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.